You're listening to Morning Edition right here on your source for public radio in Athens and Northeast Georgia. That's WUGA. I'm Chris Shoup. Well, if you're a regular listener to the program, you're probably already aware of a new series we've been doing on student athletes and coaches here at UGA. Thanks to a partnership with Grady College, Professor Vicki Michaelis and her students have uncovered stories that go beyond the playing field, a place we like to call the other side of the G. In this second episode in the series, we'll hear two stories of faith and determination born of similar tragic events.
Chance Veazey came onto campus at the University of Georgia in 2009 to play second base for the baseball team. On October 28th, after finding out he would be starting as a freshman, he left his psychology study session. And then, everything changed. While he was riding his scooter on Lumpkin Street, a woman turned left onto Baxter Street right in front of him. They collided. Veazey was paralyzed from the waist down.
You know, I felt like that I'd done everything right up to this point in my life, that I'd kept my nose clean, that, you know, I'd worked hard. You know, I felt like I'd done most everything right up until that point to be able to put myself in that position, and then all of a sudden it was taken away from me for something that I feel like I didn't do anything wrong. So I struggled with that, you know, why me, for the first couple, you know, weeks there. And then when I kind of opened my eyes and saw, when I was doing my rehab and I saw these other kids around me that, you know, they didn't do anything wrong either, that, you know, were paralyzed from the neck down. And, you know, it just kind of sunk home to me when I'm sitting here beside these people that are fighting for their lives, that are in a much worse position than I am. How can I sit here and complain about my situation?
Less than 2 years later, Jonathan Taylor, another UGA baseball player, suffered a similar injury when he collided with another player in the outfield.
I wasn't worried at all. I just thought my body was going through a shock. And then, you know, it really got serious when my nose bled and I wasn't able to do anything about it.
Veazey and Taylor recently reunited this year at UGA on March 24th. They were honored on the field before the game against South Carolina.
I got chill bumps just me and Chance having that opportunity to be honored that day, and what they did to take the time to do that for us. And it was a special moment.
It was a reunion, but also, too, it was an honoring of JT and I. You know, JT and I will be a part of Holy Field forever.
Veazey and Taylor have found ways to cope with their new realities.
Every now and then you'll have your little pity party a couple times a year, but then, you know, you don't have to look far to see there are a lot of people out there worse off than we are. We're the only people that can control our own attitudes. You know, and your attitude controls your altitude. And, you know, I look at it as I'm still very blessed to have the life that I do and the mobility that I have, and it could be a lot worse. And that, you know, God has still blessed me with a fantastic life. And if we give it all of our 100% and do everything we can in our power to do the right things, that, you know, that he'll help pick us up along the way.
Even though Veazey lost his ability to play baseball, he's still able to participate in one of his other lifelong hobbies.
Hunting. It takes my urge away for competitiveness. It not takes it away, but it fulfills it. I've loved it all my life, and then kind of once baseball got taken away, that's kind of what I do in my free time. I'm just obsessed kind of with like a level playing field. I like to be looked at as equal to everybody else. And when you're deer hunting and you kill a big buck, that's something that everybody can relate to.
While Taylor had a successful playing career, one of his biggest accomplishments actually came after his injury, when he was drafted in the 33rd round of the MLB draft by the Texas Rangers.
It was actually shocking when I was first told. So I was like, what? Are you serious? You know, they took the time to fly me out to a playoff game. And then I actually also got the opportunity to go out the following year to their spring training facility. And it was just, you know, it was just cool because, you know, I've never actually been in that kind of atmosphere.
Veazey now owns a State Farm agency in Tifton, Georgia, and Taylor now lives in Kennesaw and hopes to move back to Athens one day. Both have hopes of getting more involved in organizations that will allow their story to motivate others. For WUGA and Grady College, I'm Michaela Chester. Special thanks to Ross Crowell for his contribution to this story.
To hear this segment or listen back to previous segments, you can visit our website, wuga.org. Just look for WUGA Feature Stories under the News and Information tab.